fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of May. The prepper tip of the day is to read the book with the following title, The Art of War. That's The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, available in the business book section of most bookstores and available in most libraries, a book older than a Christian Bible. It's a study in human behavior and mandatory reading in most business schools, mandatory reading in most military academies. Well, with us, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, held over from the last hour. Many websites, this is the last time I'll give them out this show, listen carefully. WarOnWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, we have a caller on hold. Looks like she's back. We didn't get her the first time. Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I wanted to tell y'all that I don't use Wikipedia at all. I go over there to Conservapedia. It's Christian. And I just, when you said that, I went over there and I think about the first 5 or 6 entries is you. Everything about you, including, several of your websites and Horowitz hospitalized and recovering from spike protein antigen. So you're popular on Conservapedia.
Well, it's good to know, Pat. You. Yeah, good to know.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Could I say something else?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I heard you talking about learning Hebrew. A lot of Christians want to learn Hebrew so they can understand the Bible better. And, you know, if it was interpreted correctly, in other words. And I've heard that in Israel, the families are letting the men stay home and get real fluent in Hebrew and the Torah. And the women are going out and working, but the men stay home and babysit. So they still got families. I thought that was pretty good. And they all look so normal, you know. The women wear dresses. And I said, man, that's really great, you know. I don't see how anybody could be against preserving your original language, you know. But I guess Israel is not allowed to. okay. But I'm glad, you know, that everybody, if Christians want to learn Hebrew and the Hebrews don't know Hebrew, what would we do? Maybe you know a good place to, oh, I guess something cut off.
Pat, I think that that's great. John, you what do you think of that?
Well, it's new information for me. I was not aware of it, Doctor.
You know, I'm right now, I'm working on my next short video and as well as presentation. And it deals exactly with what Pat's talking about. I don't know if people don't realize that English that we're speaking, which is the New World language starting in the 1500s, when you had the King James Bible, early 1500s being created, as well as the Shakespearean plays. And according to the expert historian Manly P. Hall, that William Shakespeare is alias Sir Francis Bacon, who was the genius polymath that created the Shakespearean plays as well as the King James Bible. But what I revealed in 1998 with Dr. Joseph Paleo in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, we revealed that English is constructed alphanumerically from Hebrew, but backwards. Hebrew being, yes. So we're actually, when we speak, this is Babylon we're speaking in, and this is Babel. English is Babel. It is a literal reversal, 180-degree reversal off of what we should be and would originally, like in ancient Hebrew, the entire Torah was sung, and it was all math, because God's language is mathematics. That's why you have the alphanumerics, the letter number, math conversion with the languages that we're speaking today in Babylon, and that ultimately to restore that. Now, my thesis, my general theory right now, and it's interesting, and there's a couple things. I'll just share a story since we've got time. I was walking past a property the other day. The address was a 13. And my thought was, why is a 13 evil? In our culture, 13, they don't even have the 13th floor of a lot of buildings because they say, oh, it's bad luck. Yeah. Well, I thought to myself, well, what's 13? Three and one in the old ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics, you add the double-digit integer to create the single-digit integer. And in God's language, there's only one through nine. Zeros don't exist in God's language. And that's a decimal system came in from man. The bottom line was I thought to myself, well, what's three plus one? That's four. What's wrong with four? I said, a lot of people today are getting signs from God of 1111. And Jesus' number is supposed to be, according to experts online that have done a lot of wonderful research, the 444 hertz frequency. That's fascinating because when you tune to A444, your C goes into the key of the house of David, 528, and you're at the heart of nature and sustainability and rejuvenation. At any rate, numbers are so vitally important. I thought to myself, okay, 1111, that's a four. Where does that come from? And then the 1-1, that's a two. Well, the first virtual mathematical incarnation is where God creates man, men and women, Adam and Eve. So there's two. And then I thought to myself, oh my goodness. And all of this, by the way, relates to language, as I'm about to share. So I thought to myself, okay, well, what's the other two? And then you've got Jesus and you've got the Holy Spirit to complete the divine communion and continue and sustain the divine communion. You need to have literally the Holy Spirit, and then you have to have a model. God created and blessed Jesus to be the king of the Jews, literally, because he's an ancestor of King David in the tribe of Judah. who's preaching the truth that shall set us free. And so you need to have the Holy Spirit, you need to have Jesus, you need to have God, and you need to have a true knowledge of self, know thyself. When you've got those four, that's 1-1-1-1, that's your four, then you've got this divine communion and you're in bliss and peace. So then I thought to myself, well, what the hell happened to our language? Where are we in relationship to this? And I thought to myself, well, you know, the numbers in Morse code were used. And in computer science, you have ones and zeros, but I already said you don't have any zeros in God's language. You have 1 through 9, and that's it. And then I thought to myself, well, how does the rest of organic life communicate? And I was listening, and I was walking along the street, and I heard a dog barking, and the dog's barking the same sound, but it occurs like either once, twice, three times, four times, five times. It's a numerical sequence of the same sound. And then I heard a bird chirping, and the bird's doing the same thing. But we, the people, are speaking Babylonian language that's based on Hebrew, but backwards, and Hebrew originally was all math, all sung. So my thesis is, my theory, and it may seem wacko, but if we're going to have 1,000 years of world peace on this planet, we're going to fulfill Revelation 14:1 in these end times where we're going to sing a new song, then we've got to literally sing in mathematics in some manner in which we're consistent with the way God designed everything righteously, and we're going to have to be communicating instead of babbling with each other in a language that is easily misunderstood. Miscommunication, misunderstanding, misapprehension in language is critical to the degeneration and the divisiveness in society today. To heal that, my thought was that we've got to begin to think about singing to each other in such a way as that we connect our hearts both to each other, but also at the same time connect our hearts to God and live a godly existence.
Something that I've said over the air before, I'll see what you think about it, but there's a book called God's Arithmetic of God by Alexander Hislop, and it was written in the 18th century. And what it's done is gone through the Bible and taken all the numbers and put a meaning to all the numbers, like 40 is testing. And so when you said 11, 11 means decision and judgment. I guess we get judged on our decisions. But I kind of hate to see 11, because I know that America right now is probably headed for some judgment, you know. You ever heard of that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, in the Jewish religion, there's the gematria. Each number has a meaning. I'll give you a great example. This was a revelation I came out with years ago, where there's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and the heart of, you know, and that's interesting because 22, 22, 11, 11, they're intertwined here. But in the heart of the Hebrew alphabet is number 11. And what is that? It's the Lamed, which stands for love. So at the heart of the Hebrew language is love. Now, you know, having, as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, I'm involved in Hawaii affairs quite a bit. In Hawaii, it's aloha, aloha. Well, take a look at that word. In the beginning, there is the alpha. You know, in the beginning of the Hebrew alphabet, there's the aleph. It means the alpha. It means in the beginning. The aloha, the L in aloha. In the beginning, there was love. And then there's the O, which is the omega. It is the end in Greek, coming from Hebrew. So you've got, in the beginning, there was love. In the end, there shall be love. And then the ha, aloha, carried by the ha, Yahshua. The ha, it's that sound of God's name, which Yeshua means, literally translated, creator saves, God saves. And that salvation message comes from the breath. Now, what's the breath? I've been talking about this for years. Oxygen, where does it come from? Chlorophyll, mainly, or I call it a liquid God, the ocean. The ocean spray gives negatively charged ions. Literally, that's the spirit, energy. That's like the Holy Spirit that comes, the breath of life. How did God get Adam and Eve off the ground? He breathed the breath of life, the ha, into them. And now the same thing with us with looking at 528, where does that come from? The key of the house of David comes from chlorophyll, that greenish-yellow color of the grass in the botanical world, giving us oxygen, giving us the breath of life. And that literally is at the heart of the rainbow. It's the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. So we're looking at language and the words that we're using, having its mathematical derivation, but it literally all celebrates divinity, our creator, how magnificent our creator is to administer our lives musically, mathematically.
Wow. Okay, well, I'll let everybody have whatever you need to say, but I appreciate all of that, and I wish I could learn it, but I do read books backwards. Somebody accused me of being Hebrew one time. I said, oh, I can't worry about that. I can't afford a family tree, whatever.
Okay. Kath, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Dr. Horowitz. I wondered, I saw a video and I thought of you. It was a David Nino Rodriguez video, and he interviews Tim Cohen, who seems very similar in your, his background and conversion and stuff, as you. Have you ever heard of Tim Cohen? Prophecy Home is his homepage.
No, I haven't, Catherine, but thanks for sharing it.
Well, the video is interpreting Prince Charles's heraldry logo, et cetera, and some other fascinating things that it was a brilliant interview, and it was put up 6 days ago. It has 80,000 views, and it's entitled The Antichrist, and he talked about how he changed the coronation to Luke, right? Yes, and it's a fascinating video. I could not turn it off. But the author's name is Tim Cohen, Prophecy Home. I think it's .org. I was in there with my hands in water, so I couldn't pull it up to get it right for you. But let me just see here. I think it's Prophecy Home. And I think, John, I thought of you. I don't think I've sent it to you. But I think you would find it a brilliant interview because there were some interesting things. And I knew Prince Charles had introduced the WEF head guy. Okay, that's who brought him onto the world stage, who introduced him. Were you aware of that, John?
I was not, no.
Yeah, so he has quite a lineage, and the whole thing was different. And I think they changed the anointing oil from a dove into a phoenix. Do you think that was always the phoenix in the coronation, Dr. Horowitz?
Oh, I don't know, Catherine.
Well, you're going to love this interview. It was brilliant. Tim Cohen is brilliant, and I just thought of you during the whole interview. So if you could listen to it, I'm curious if you have any thoughts later. And thank you for taking my call. And, it's a crazy world, though. I'm telling you, this is all, when you realize the order and the step-by-step and the precept upon precept that these things are built at, I don't think the average person would have, I think they have a very hard time wrapping their head around the long-term planning, So.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. We don't talk about it with just anyone, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the revelations that we're talking about reveals that we are literally creator's children. We're souls, our spirits, our energy is connected directly, and we've been dumbed down to the max. Everything from the language to the music that's being played in the devil's tone of A440. They literally have done the brilliant job over centuries to dumb the spirit of humanity down. And that's what we're now, interestingly enough, having revelations about.
Absolutely. Dr. Holden, we have our last break. We'll be right back.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Doctor, we have a few minutes left before we wrap up this segment, sir.
Yes, John.
Okay. Well, what words do we want to leave our audience with this week, sir?
Just, you know, this discussion was, I think, a fascinating hour and a half, particularly when we get involved in this issue of language and the suppression of our souls and spirits. And I think that that's where you and your audience and Republic Broadcasting Network are so wonderful and appreciated, because where do you get this kind of intelligence? I don't know of any other place to get it. Do you, John?
Not really. No, not really.
Yeah, it's clearly unprecedented, and it's very, very beautiful and unique. And I think that I'm privileged and humbled to be able to bring this out. These are extraordinary revelations. You know, the whole concept now, the question becomes, how do we restore ourselves? Well, you know, faith is the key. You know, I think the key of the House of David and faith are intertwined. And so it occurs to me, and I've said this a number of times in lectures, when you're talking about the key of the House of David, 528 frequency, that's the heart of the rainbow, heart of sunshine, heart of the electromagnetic spectrum, as above, so below. It's true for the rainbow and the sun. It's got to be true for God's heart and your heart and my heart. And what are the values of the heart? Faith. Faith is a key. And what does that faith do? It opens that doorway for divine communion. And what does that do? Well, now you've got eternal. You've got eternal salvation. You have literally eternal sustenance, because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven administered by the Creator. And so that's where the divine communion, and I think the fantastic message is, where we now literally confirm Scripture and the wise wisdom therein with modern science, the advances of non-corrupted science, because science itself has been grossly corrupted like everything else. But if you really look at the basic fundamental physics, and especially mathematics, math does not lie. One and one is always two. That's why the Creator's language is math. And so this is where now we realize that we have the choice to restore our faith, the heart, which includes, like you demonstrate, John, for your whole career, bravery, the brave heart. That's another great value of the heart. And then there's joy. And then there's love. All of these are the values of the heart, and that these values need to be increasingly expressed and basically celebrated in this 1,000 years of world peace in the messianic age. I think what you're doing, John, what I'm doing with you, what this show and network is doing, is laying the foundation for 1,000 years of world peace. That's my humble opinion.
I hope so. We'll do what we can, won't we, every week.
I thank you for the opportunity, John.
Well, thank you. It's always good to have you with us, and we look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Okie dokie. Sounds okay. Great.
All right. Bottom of the hour break coming up. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill, the one, the only manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. I ship these all over the world, except the Antarctic. We always wonder if there's any down there. We've got 3,000 people at McMurdo Station. It takes 3,000 people to count penguins and do ice core samples. We all know that, right? But we do ship these all over the world and help people get their life back. If you're tired of being tired, the Energy Cleaner will help. If you have arthritis pain or any pain issues, the Energy Cleaner will help there also. So that's what we'll be talking about after the bottom of the hour break, which begins here momentarily. Quite a morning, a lot of great discussion, a lot of great calls. And we appreciate that as always. Tomorrow morning, Tom Berryhill will be back. He might be out of town on assignment. I'm not sure. But typically, the first hour, we discuss emergency survival communications, ham radio. Dr. Huff will be with us the second hour. Brady, the production engineer at Liberated Rocket Heaters, top of the third hour. And Rondi, the bottom of the third hour, when we talk about what's going on in her beautiful neighborhood in ski country of Colorado. So that will be tomorrow morning. All these issues move forward, and we continue to educate ourselves and educate others. Hopefully, you'll be able to help parents not avoid getting the COVID-19 vaccination for their children. That's an absolute must. You're causing harm to these children. You could cause them to become sterile, to die. It's a long list of direct effects, or not side effects, direct effects of the COVID-19 vaccinations. The entire list is at my website at thelibertyman.com in the COVID panel. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 18th day of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. We add to it almost every day of the week. I talk about the COVID panel a lot because, in my opinion, what's going on with these COVID vaccinations and the boosters is the worst crime in recorded human history, quite frankly. That's my opinion, based on my knowledge. And you need to educate yourself. Hopefully, you may know a parent whose child has not yet gotten the COVID vaccination. You can help educate that parent so that child does not get the COVID vaccination. You may save a life. You may prevent a child from becoming sterile. It is that important. It really is. We're hoping that Tom Berryhill would call in, and we will have our discussion about the updates on what's going on with the energy cleaner. In the meantime, the unofficial cheerleader for the energy cleaner is on the line. That would be Diane Zerger up in Wisconsin. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, John. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to have you with us, my dear. We've known each other now for, 8 or 10 years, something like that. In your previous place of employment, you were helping your coworkers that had issues. And your stated goal at the time was to save the world one energy cleaner at a time, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, now you're retired, and you have a different lifestyle, and you still move forward. You have family members that have issues, and you're helping them also, aren't you?
Absolutely. It is a lifelong, ambitious quest.
And it looks like we now have joined us Tom Berryhill. Good morning, Tom. Morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
There you are. Well, Tom, Diane Zerger is with us, our unofficial cheerleader. And why don't you give us our disclaimer while we get back to what's going on with Diane in her life?
Okay. Good morning, Diane. We'll go with the disclaimer here, too. We are not doctors. Good morning. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Well said. Well, Diane, getting back to what you're up to, I know your son, who is he still active duty military, or is he out now?
No, he's a technician full-time in the Army Guard.
In the Guard, okay. You recently got him, because I think in his various travels, he misplaced his energy cleaner, and you got him another one recently, didn't you?
Yes. And I bought the battery.
Right.
I bought the batteries. I set it up. I got him all set up.
All right. And have you gotten any reports back yet? It's only been a few weeks.
He is delighted that he has more energy. He realizes he's not 10 foot tall. He's not bulletproof. And he needs sometimes all the help he can get because he and his wife are expecting their third son. It's like the first one was born in 21, the second one was born in 22, and the third one is going to be born in 23. And he needs all the energy he can get. And the energy cleaner is what is going to give him that recovery at night when he's sleeping.
Well, good for him. Good for him. Well, I've lost track, and I think you have also, of how many you've bought over the years. It's 12, 15, 16, maybe as many as 20. I really don't know. But you're a smart woman, educated woman. You wouldn't buy the second one if the first one didn't work, would you?
John, I wouldn't have bought as many as I have bought if the first one didn't work. And because
obviously,
the first one worked so well, it's like, oh, I have to share this. And whether the person wants to hear about it or not, I have to share this. And nine times out of 10, they wanted to hear about it, and they wanted to use it. And that's what I did. I bought them, and I gave them away.
Well, you have an approach to, obviously, your approach is convincing to people, or they wouldn't go ahead and accept it, would they?
Because of my energy level, and I never stop moving, which gets me into trouble, they figure, okay, what is Diane doing that maybe I should consider doing myself? And that was probably the most convincing factor to encouraging them to just use the product. And then with them being pleased, then they're going to share their experience of the product with somebody else, their family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Your quest and your mission, it continues to move forward, albeit not as vigorously aggressively as when you were employed, but moving forward
Yes. Nonetheless,
isn't it?
It still has to happen, John. It still has to happen. I still have to share it.
Now, your first energy clearing you got for yourself and your husband, tell us about how that went all those years ago.
Oh, my gosh, my back was killing me, John. And the first energy cleaner that I bought it, and I put the batteries in, and I got myself a small piece of aluminum screen, and I would lie on it with my back in direct contact with that aluminum screen, and it would stop the pain. It really was pain remediation. And I thought, oh, my gosh, if it does this for my back, I need to find a way to put it on the bed. And I got the big, huge piece of screen, metal, and I covered it with duct tape on all four sides, and I attached the energy cleaner to it. And then my husband and I started sleeping on it, and he noticed the difference with his energy. Then I bought it for my brother, and he noticed the difference with his energy. And then I bought it for my daughter, and she noticed the difference in her energy, and I thought, I have to have more than one. I have to have one up north. I have to have one on the bed. I have to have one on the couch in the living room. And it just snowballs from that point forward. It was my back.
Well, that's a great story. And right now you're telling your story to tens of thousands of people all over the United States that are listening and thinking about it. And something we've run into a lot, Diane, you may have heard us talk about that, is procrastination. People wait a month.
Gosh.
They wait half a year. And then they, after waiting that period of time, whether it's half a year, they get the energy clear, and they regret that they lost that time that they could have had to do the things they like. Go for a walk in the park, go dancing with their honey, fishing or hunting, whatever it might be, ride a bicycle. They regret that, don't they?
That is probably what gets me into trouble, Chuck, because I am terrible at procrastination. If I find out that somebody is interested in something, then I'm going to be aggressive in pushing what is my topic of interest. I'm going to give you a personal anecdote that happened last night and this morning.
Okay.
And I know that you know who Ed Griffin is.
Oh, yeah.
And my brother.
I'll be seeing Ed. I'm speaking at his event in Des Moines, Iowa, the second week of August. But go ahead.
I love that man. I really do, because of his expose on cancer. And my brother called me last night, my brother John, and shared with me prostate cancer has been diagnosed. And you know that I talked about Ed Griffin as soon as John told me this.
Right.
And I talked about essential oils this morning with my brother John. So it's not just the energy cleaner that is going to be a blessing to him. It's frankincense essential oil in the fifth edition of Modern Essentials. It is his diet. His diet is horrible. And I said, you're going to have to clean up your diet. He says, yeah, I know. And I've heard you and Tom Berryhill say you cannot hold the energy cleaner responsible for fixing everything that's going on. You've got to take some accountability yourself. And that's what I'm encouraging my brother, John. I've got his attention. I have got his attention, John. So the energy cleaner is number one, and nutrition is number two, and he's got access to all this information. Ed Griffin was number three, and frankincense essential oil was number four, and I'm not done with him, and you know that.
Yeah, you will be persistent, won't you, my dear?
That is my middle name, John.
That's
my
right.
mother may have given me a different middle name, but persistence is omnipotent. She taught me, and I will not shut up.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, we appreciate the story, Diana. We appreciate you calling in, and we look forward to more calls from you in the future, my dear.
Yes, sir. You and Tom have a blessed day.
Thank you very much. Well, Tom, it's Diane's experience, her perkiness, her enthusiasm always comes through, doesn't it?
It does, John, and for the number of units that she's put into use for her friends and family, incredible the work that she's doing, and they've all had pretty good results.
Absolutely. Well, for new listeners, we have new listeners every week. I'm going to tell people, first of all, what the energy cleaner is not. It is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator. Not at all. Here's what it is. It's a electronic healing device that puts out an electronic healing signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. That's what it does. And we focus on two things. We focus on pain mitigation. It could be arthritis pain, back pain like Diane was talking about, joint pain. Doesn't matter the source of the pain. That's number one. Number two is sleep, getting a better night's sleep. And between those two items, pain and sleep issues, we're looking at more than half the adults in this country, aren't we, Tom?
Yeah, that's really true, and it's all around us. You don't have to really try that hard to find people that are in pain. Just look around everywhere you go. You see them hobbling around, and so many of those people could really get some help with their pain issues by using the energy cleaner.
Absolutely. Well, energy cleaner is about the size of a cigar box. It's black plastic, takes 9 Ds and Delta 9 D cell. Better, we recommend the dollar store house brand. Their carbon zinc, they put out the best quality signal. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire that ideally would be attached to one of the mattress pads I offer for sale. or one of the Micro Plus throws. I'm getting more people getting both, by the way, Tom. They're getting a mattress pad and a Micro Plus throw when they buy their engine cleaner at the get-go initially. And all you do once you take delivery of your engine cleaner, your mattress pad, you put your 9 D-cell batteries in the energy cleaner, screw the top back on, plug in your mattress pad, and put the mattress pad, of course, on your bed. Keep the energy cleaner out of the way, or the blinking LED lamp won't wake you up at night. And just sleep on it. It's pretty simple, isn't it, Tom?
It is, and it's that simple. It's very easy to use. And in most cases, when the customer sets it up, they'll put the energy cleaner underneath their bed and just have the wire going to the mattress pad, and that's it. They just sleep on it. The only thing they have to pay attention to is changing the batteries on an annual basis, and we recommend that because it's with any electronic device. You leave the batteries in there long enough, they're going to leak, and the battery life is in excess of a year, but it's just that the batteries will start to leak. If they're going to, it's going to happen at the pretty much at the 12-month period. So it's something to really pay attention to, and it's important to check on that.
Yep, it is, absolutely. Well, energy cleaners are available for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. It's one-tenth the price it was 22, 23 years ago when Tom took over manufacturing. The energy cleaner at that time, the early editions, had a beautiful handmade Amish wood cabinet and cost $3,000. Now the engine cleaner is only $285. Now, 22 years ago, you could actually buy a pretty decent used car for $3,000, couldn't you, Tom?
Yes, you could. And if you look hard enough, you can find a car that's usable today for $3,000. So,
well,
that was a lot back then.
Difficult, but there was a lot of car back then. A lot of $3,000 was a lot of money 24 years ago. And anyway, the engine cleaner has no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. One LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's changing polarity. Second of all, it's working. People see this light flashing, and they'll sit there and look at this thing and count it and watch it and watch it, won't they, Tom?
They do, and it does confuse people at times because it blinks green for a while, red for a while, and just repeats that cycle until the batteries are dead. And so it's basically going to do that 24/7, and it does confuse some people. But the idea here is the red blink shows you the positive polarity part of the cycle, and the green shows the negative, and that's all it is. And I've wondered so many times, John, if I should change the software so it only blinks one color. That would eliminate confusion, but it's that way because early on we have some medical practitioners that want to know what part of the cycle it's on, and it was important to them, so that's the way we did it, and I've never changed it. And occasionally it has people asking questions. They think the red means it's not working, and then they think the green means it is working. So but look at the instructions that are packed in there, and it'll tell you. It'll explain what's going on. And I tell people that don't worry about if it's blinking, it's working. Just let it go.
That's right. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we talked a moment ago about procrastination, and it's a expected human behavior, isn't it, Tom?
It is. We all do it. I'm guilty of it myself at times, but we all do it. And so many people that have put it on the back burner, thought about it, hear us talking about it, and then maybe after months, weeks, years, in some cases. It'll be years, and they'll say, "Why did I wait so long?"
Right. I know. That quality of life, once it's gone, it can't be regained. That's gone and behind you. The future looks bright, however, for those who get the energy cleaner and get their life back. Steve Whitman was a procrastinator. He knew about the energy cleaner, and after he injured himself, his buddy said, why don't you try one of Moore's energy cleaners? It can't hurt. He had not, he had been a amateur weightlifter decades before, and because of an injury, stopped weightlifting. After he started using energy cleaner to recover from a second injury, he not only recovered from the second injury, he felt so good and so invigorated that he once again began lifting weights, which he hadn't done for more than 20 years. And only a few weeks after that, and the whole story is at my website, Steve wrote a brief article which became a book. Only a few weeks after he started using the energy cleaner, maybe 6 or 8 weeks, he was shot 3 times with a .45 caliber pistol. The energy cleaner gave him the strength and the agility to leap off the backhoe and avoid the fourth and final kill shot. And his book, Winning Life's Lottery, documents that whole episode. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Well, Tom, we put the word out every week, helping people to understand what the energy cleaner can do for them. And I offer, from me to the customers, personally, doesn't involve you, the manufacturer, a 90-day money-back guarantee. And I get about once a quarter out of the hundreds I ship out every year. I get about once a quarter, I get one ship back. I like to talk about the one that I got shipped back. I open up the box, the return box, and the stale cigarette smoke almost knocked me over. Diane talked about, touched on this briefly. The instant cleaner can't work magic. It has to have the help of the customer to have lifestyle changes, doesn't it?
That's very important, John. The smoking, excessive drinking, things like this will just damage your body, sometimes beyond repair. And you have to clean up those habits first. And then the energy cleaner can help quite a bit with everything else that you're doing. If you're taking supplements, many times you can cut back on the dosage because the energy cleaner signal will make that product go through every cell in your body so much more efficiently that you can actually save some money by cutting back on those dosages. Just makes everything that you're doing work better. So, but the first thing is to clean up your diet and eliminate some of these other bad habits, and then go to work with this energy healing mode.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'll be getting a first batch from you possibly tomorrow, maybe even later today. And I got a bunch of back orders as a consequence of the sale we had, a great sale, by the way, and helping people to get their life back. That's what this is all about, isn't it?
It is, John. Yes, and I work every day on these things. It's just, you know, I'm multitasking at the moment. I have other work that I'm doing as well, but we keep up with the demand the best we can. It's a tough job, but we're going to do it.
That's right, right. Well, that's what we do. It is a tough job, but we do it, and we get the word out, we get the machines out, and we help people get their life back. It's all a win-win situation, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Well, and last but not least, we don't have much time to talk about it, but the energy cleaner will help your garden, won't it?
It will. It's real simple. You suspend a grid of chicken wire over the tops of the plants in your garden. I always recommend using the all-plastic electric fence type poles. They have a large spike nail at the end. Drive those in the ground. Use that to suspend the chicken wire. That whole fence post is like an insulator, so you can use it to attach the chicken wire without worrying about it being grounded, and you can raise and lower it as needed. You just don't want it to get tangled up in the plants. And hook the energy cleaner to that grid, and you will really rapidly increase the growth rate of those plants.
That's right. Well, Tom, thank you. I appreciate it. We'll have you back tomorrow morning to talk about emergency survival communications.
Thanks, John.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.